What tools do FDA use to review SEND data, and will they load it into Janus? Now, I don't know what Janus is, so somebody might want to answer that part of the question, but since Gita, since you already commented on this question, do you want to give your answer?
Janus is the name of the database in the FDA that is currently storing the clinical data in the SDTM format. And the non-clinical data will not initially be uploaded into the Janus data warehouse at FDA. I know that there was an intent from the FDA's side at some point that they will upload everything into the same database, since SEND is also an implementation guide of the SDTM. But right now, that's not going to be the case. Now, in the long run, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe I can add some more texture to that response, Oni. So the FDA is setting up an infrastructure called NIMS. It's a non-clinical information management solution. And that is the environment into which all of the non-clinical data, once they come in through the FDA's gateway and get validated for SEND conformance and so forth, they will flow into this non-clinical information system, which has a repository, a viewing and visualization tool, and then a search and analytics function to analyze data within and across studies. It is possible that over the longer term that there will be a bridge between NIMS and Janus, and those decisions are still to be finalized. But, of course, on the FDA side, I would imagine that one of their interests certainly is to look between the non-clinical and the clinical data. So those kinds of analysis could be supported in the future.
I think, Gita, the rest of your answer to that question was regarding ToxVision. And ToxVision is a product from, was a product developed by Point Cross to satisfy the FDA. So the tool that the agency will initially utilize to analyze these SINs data sets is ToxVision. And either Gita or Sri or both of you, do you want to comment on how you envision or what you think they will be doing with this tool?
Yeah, so NIMS comprises the non-clinical study data repository that I mentioned. It includes the ToxVision viewer that is part of NIMS that Point Cross is providing along with the rest of the NIMS infrastructure. And then the third major component is SDIS, which is a search and data integration system to look within and across the studies. So those three major components, the repository, the viewing tool, and the search and analytics, comprise the whole NIMS infrastructure.
Yeah, I think that is a good lead-in, actually, to the next question about how does that affect my life as a toxicologist. Implementing these standards, because I think companies do need to make a choice on whether or what tools they want to implement to either recreate what the FDA might be doing with the data, or to, as we talked about a little bit earlier, utilize these data sets in the same way that the FDA intends to do. The reviewers are toxicologists, and they are, you know, thinking up questions that they want to ask the data, that in fact they do ask the data now, but it just takes them an incredible amount of data management time to derive the answer themselves, or it takes a question back to the sponsor for us to, you know, for our sponsor to provide the answer back to them. So I think this is where some of the impact will be, not necessarily that we're going to change the way we conduct studies today, but in how the data is utilized both internally and how it's reviewed, trying to anticipate, I think, what FDA might see. So I think the tools are an important aspect of the company's strategy and how they go forward with it.